just a month ago when I heard that mournful fire siren blow. And I knew in a second those brave firemen and engines would come racing by, for I could see in the distance the flames reaching toward the sky. As I stood there in horrified fright, I knew those volunteer firemen had one hell of a fire to fight. The flames were bright red, burning everything in sight. And I wondered where the burned out family would spend the rest of the night. Oh, I felt so helpless, you'll never know. Just standing there, watching the firemen handling the big water hose. They were all so brave, so courageous, and yet so calm, working their hardest before it all burned down. The sudden homeless looked terrified as the flames still roared, but they still had each other, and for this, they could truly thank the Lord. When you come home and tuck the kids all safe in bed at the end of a long, hard day, do you ever worry if they're going to be all right during the many hours you're away? When you lock your store and go home for a long evening's rest, could chaos come and destroy the working place you love best? And when the kids come home from school all happy and free, what would happen if suddenly their school ceased to be? Oh, there are a thousand things we can think of, but usually it's always too late. So remember, when it comes to fighting your fires, you can rest. It is the brave fireman's fate. The siren ever beckons, the call for help comes day and night. And when their saving job is done, they rest, they fought their fight. When ashes cool and danger's gone and the families reunite, they leave the scene a fireman's team. They wipe out death and fright. They ride the racing engines to follow the siren's whine. Bakers, doctors, lawyers, store clerks, their energies combine. They rush to dare the flames to die. They rush to save your home. They protect your town from burning down. They fight till the job is done. Yes, the volunteer firemen. We are a part of them, and they are a part of us. The volunteer firemen.